Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name's Greg J, and I'm an alcoholic. I've been asked to share on why is my drinking different from the average drinker, and when I was drinking, I really sort of didn't take a lot of notice of other drinkers because I was too busy worrying about my own drinking, and that just shows that I have a mental obsession with alcohol and drinking, and that makes me a little bit different from the average drinker as well. But the thing for me is that once I start drinking, I can't or I don't want to stop. You know, there was times where I wouldn't, in my younger days, I wouldn't have enough to drink alcohol to probably get, you know, blacked out. So I didn't drink because I knew that once I started, I couldn't stop. And if the alcohol was taken away from me and I had no more to drink, it was horrific. I felt terrible. And it was just easier not to have that first drink. It didn't happen very often, once or twice, I think. I was someone who always knew how much I needed, and I devoted my every cent that I ever earned to alcohol. I saw average drinkers in hotels. They could have a few beers and go home, and I used to think, good on yous, and I actually didn't mind it because then I knew that the bartender would be focused more on me than worrying about them. So I was very self-centered, and I just had an alcoholic mind. It's as simple as that. So I had the mental obsession and the physical allergy, and I've seen normal drinkers, you know, like I had my brother-in-law, you know, he'll have four stubbies or something like that, and he'll go, oh, all right, I feel a little bit wonky now, I'll stop. And as my old sponsor used to say, when it's time for a general normal drinker to stop, it's usually the time for him to start and really get into it. So I come to AA with my alcoholic mind, and I read the book and understood what an alcoholic was, and understood that it was bodily as well as mentally and spiritually. So I focused a lot on, I actually got, my last drink actually convinced me that my body couldn't handle alcohol anymore, and it was, time to stop. So I surrendered to alcohol that day. I give it away, and I've been sober since the 5th of May in 2005, which is a fantastic day for me. I come to AA. I didn't wait to get well. I went through the process of the steps to get well because, as I said, I have an alcoholic mind, and it needs treatment. I just can't get there and say, oh, well, I've had enough, and use my willpower to stay sober. So I won't go over the time allocated. If you're a newcomer, you know, just try and keep coming and get sober, because you'll have a life beyond your wildest dreams. It's a day at a time. You don't have to put up with that yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, will I, won't I stuff that goes on in the alcoholic mind. So thanks for sharing, and I'll keep coming back. Thanks.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.